for that support. All right, so the Panthers deferred, and they will kick off here in this Seyforth Auction first quarter. And so Wittick will be kicking it off for the Panthers. Panthers in their road uniforms, the white uniforms with the purple numerals, purple helmets, purple pants. The Blackhawks in their black uniforms, black helmets, white numerals. And Panthers will be going from right to left. Blackhawks left to right here in the Seyforth Auction first quarter. Wittick to kick it away. All right. And the kick, and we are underway. And it's taken at the 15 to the 20, to the 25, up to the 30. That's number 8. Flag comes flying in, and that is Caden Plumley. But there is a flag, a hold, it looks like. And so that is the Panthers will move them back here. Yep. So that's holding against the Blackhawks. And looks like it's going to go all the way back to the 15-yard line. So they'll actually officially mark it at about the 16-yard line. And so up to the line now are the Blackhawks. Lucas Klein in the backfield waiting for the snap. And it looks like it's Owen Jones next to him. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Oh, now we get the big shift. All right. And the snap and whistle. And looks like another free fight. Nope, offsides. Oh, no, it's going to be illegal. Okay. It's a free fiver for River Valley. Okay, so it'll be... yep, they'll move it up to the 22-yard line is where they will officially... Nope, make it the 21. I'm going to say, hey, wait a minute. Don't give them six. There we go. All right. So Klein now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers again on the near side. Klein hands it off to Owen. Owen straight at it. He goes, oh, he gets hit right away. Down he goes. And in on the stop is going to be number 66 for the Panthers, and that is Cooper Yonke. And so a loss back to the 19-yard line makes it second down now, and seven we'll call it. And the Blackhawks come to the line, two wide receivers this time on the far side. As Klein, waiting for the snap, has Owen next to him to his left and hands it off to Owen. Owen goes to his right now, tries to cut back in the center of the field, breaks with one tackle, but doesn't break a. After that, it was a host of Panthers, and they're letting the play go, and they finally blow it dead. Owen trying to push the pile forward. The pile's like, we don't think so. Let's try that again. Gain of maybe one. In on the tackle, everybody. I have no idea who made the first hit. It was just a pile of humanity. So third down here coming up. Third down and four. This would be a big, big third down here for the Panthers to force the three and out. Owen now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the near side from the middle of the field. Has Klein now waiting for the snap with Owen. Back to pass. Klein throws it. It's caught. That's number 9. Breaks the tackle. Trying to stay on his feet, and he's going to be short. Well, short, and that was Heiser, but a good play by the Panthers. I'm going to say number 27, Isaac Sabalco, went on the stop. That's going to be short of the first down by 2 yards, by at least a yard, and it makes it fourth down, fourth and one. It looks like they might be going for it. Wow. All right, it looks like River Valley's going to go for it here. Two wide receivers on the far side. Klein waiting for the snap. Still waiting for the snap. Oh, they're trying to draw him off. They're trying to draw him off. And the Panthers sit back and relax. Good job, boys. Timeout, Blackhawks. And thank you to Heike Pharmacy. Flu, COVID, and RSV vaccine shots are now available. Call or visit Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durand, for more information. Durand Smokehouse, where they now feature 30-day dry-aged ribeyes. You bet. They are now available at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, West 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue, West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more. Visit provisions.health. Durand Napa Farmers. Visit Durand Napa for all of the custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and parts you need to keep the equipment running during the harvest on the farm with Napa know-how from Durand Napa. And Elsevia Co-op. Visit Elsevia.com. Find out about the pickup on the farm program where Elsevia will come help pick up the harvest on the farm. Visit Elsevia.com. All right. So this time, Blackhawks now looks like they are going to go for it. Wow. They are. They're going to go for it. And it's the Klein. Straight ahead he goes. And we're, I don't know. Let's see where they mark it. It's a first down. So the Blackhawks decided to go for it. And Klein makes the run on the quarterback keeper. So first and 10 for the Blackhawks. So two wide receivers now on the far side. Now they have a big shift. Wing back now is Plumlee. And it's going to be a reverse back to Plumlee. And he gets around the left side. He's to the 30. He gets hit hard at the 33-yard line. I want to say Sabelko in on that. And also in on that stop as well was Dylan Berger. And so it'll be a gain up to the 33-yard line. Gain of, we're going to call it 6. So second down and 4. Clock running down to 8:42 remaining in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Cyforth Auction of Mondovi. Visit them online at cyforthauction.com. Again, no score. And back to pass now. Quick throw. And that's going to be caught on the flat on the right and hit right away, but caught by Gager. And in on the stop for the Panthers. Including Kraleski and also Sabelko, both in on that stop. Gain of about 1, 3rd and 3. Well, obviously, 4th down doesn't matter too much to the Blackhawks. All right, as Klein now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Now we get the big switch. Waiting for the snap, Klein. Play action to Owen. Looking. Now over the middle. Caught. That's going to be a first down. And brought down by Kraleski, but caught by Gager. And that's going to be enough for a first down up to the 40-yard line. It was just a nice, quick throw over the middle. Got enough yardage for that first down. First and 10, working off the near hash. Two wide receivers here on the near side. That's the right of the formation. Klein waiting for the snap. Klein hands it off to Poletti. He goes to the left, breaks the tackle, crosses the 45, crosses the 50 into Panther territory. And he'll have enough for the first down. And Owen Pickler in on the stop for the Panthers, but another first down for the Blackhawks. This offense does look familiar, doesn't it, Panther fans? Looks just like the Panther offense. So Blackhawks now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. As Klein waiting for the snap, has Owen in the backfield with him. Hands off to Owen. Owen going to his right. Breaks a tackle. Up to the 45. Spin move at the 45. Pushes the pile forward and down to about the 40-yard line. And coming off the bottom of the pile once again, Owen Pickler, close to a first down. We'll call it second down and 1. So second and 1 now for the Blackhawks from the Panther 40. Clock running down to 6:14 remaining in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Klein waits for the snap. Hands off to Owen. Goes to his right again. Upfield, first down and then some. Crosses the 35, down to about the 33-yard line. Pickler in on the stop once again, getting off the bottom of the pile. And it'll be down to the 33-yard line now.
Ball spotted on the 33-yard line of Durand, Arkansas.
So Blackhawks now to the line. Two wide receivers now on the left of the formation, the far side. Klein waiting for the snap, has Owen with him in the backfield. And handoff, and it's going to be that reverse to Pauletti. He goes straight ahead, crosses the 31-yard line, maybe down to the 30. And Yankee in off the bottom of the pile. So it was Plumlee with the carry. And down to, up, they're going to say at the 30 is where they'll mark it. Gain of about 3, second down and 7. Approaching the 5-minute mark remaining in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Very fast first quarter. As Klein now waiting for the snap. Plumlee's going to be the wing back on the right of the formation. Back to pass. Plenty of time. It's going to be caught. Oh, nice hit right away, but on the slant in. Nice tackle by Jackson Weiss, but caught by Heiser. Should be enough for a first down once again. And it is down to the 22-yard line. Blackhawks trying to use the entire quarter here. As Blackhawks now to the line, as Klein waiting for the snap. Klein hands it off. No, he keeps it himself. Rolls to his left. Tries to get the corner. Dives forward. And he will get about 6 yards on it. Weiss in on the stop. Right on as well, helping out. But a nice dive forward before his knee touched the ground. All the way down to the 16-yard line, we'll call it. So a gain of about 6. Second down and 4. Clock down to under 4 minutes now, down to 3:50. As Blackhawks now to the line. Klein waiting for the snap now, get the big shift. And Plumlee will be the wing back on the right of the formation. Klein waits for the snap, hands it off to Owen, goes through. Oh, nice job there by Yankee, introducing himself in the backfield. And that's going to be back to the, we'll call it 19-yard line. So a loss of about 3 on the play makes it now 3rd and we'll call it 7. All right, so Blackhawks now come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. They're playing right in the middle of the field between the two hashes. Klein waiting for the snap, has Owen to his right. Klein now. Throws to his right. It's going to be nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted by Kroleski. Whoa! Kroleski nearly had it. And it could have been, boy, 6 back the other way quickly. Fourth down coming up. Okay, well, they went for it on 4th and 1 in deep in their own territory. I would think they're going to go for it here. 4th and 7. No, they're kicking a field goal. Okay, so this is going to be Osborne with the field goal attempt. So here we go. Ball down. Kick is on the way. Kick is no good. No good. Wide right. And so the Panther defense does hold. And with 2:33 remaining, it's in the Cyforth Auction first quarter, still no score.
Grand Arkansas is going to be starting on.
So the Panthers now will finally get the ball. As 1st and 10 for the Panthers, Breidung brings them to the line. As Havens next to him to the right. Two wide receivers, or to the left, rather. Two wide receivers now on the left of the formation. That's the near side. Bridham hands it off. No, play action. He's going deep. He's looking for Jackson Weiss. Jackson Weiss has got it all the way down to the 30-yard line. What a throw by Bridham to Jackson Weiss. And they're going to officially mark it at the Blackhawk 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers. Well, I guess why not start with something like that, huh? And so Bryden gets the play. Some big old fireworks. Big play by the Panthers to start this off for their first offensive possession. Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation once again. Bryden waiting for the snap. Man comes in motion. And it's going to be handoff to Mack. Mack up, flag comes flying in. A free 10 spot for the Blackhawks here. That's going to be holding on the Panthers. Yep, so they'll move it back. So they'll move it back to the 39. First and 20. This has been something that's plagued the Panthers at times here late in the season. They get a big play, then they can't finish it off. All right, Panthers down to the line. First and 20 from the Blackhawk 39. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Bridung waiting for the snap. Mack is the wing back on the left. Bridung hands it off to Havens. Havens now tries to pick his way through. Straight ahead he goes up to the 35-yard line. And in on the stop is number 71, Grady Graham, for the Blackhawks. Second and 15. And so now Panthers will come to the line. And two wide receivers this time on the right of the formation. Again, Mack is the wing back on the left. They're working off the near hash this time. And Bridung now waiting for the snap. Again, no score. And a handoff to Haven. Straight ahead we go. And he's going to get hit right away. Number 55. And that is Blake Brickle introducing himself. A big third down coming up. 58 seconds remaining, though, here in our Cyforth Auction first quarter. And we got third down coming up. Third down in a bunch. Say third and at least 14, maybe. Or yep, third and about 14. Again, 44 seconds remaining in our Cyforth Auction first quarter. Very fast first quarter here. And Panthers now to the line. Bridung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Mack goes in motion. Bridung back to pass. Rolls to his right. Looking. He throws. Jackson Weiss wide open. That's going to be a first down. Down at the 14-yard line. And so first down Panthers, and that stopped the clock as well, out of bounds. I'll see if they wind it. I don't think they're going to. So they're going to have another play here with 24 seconds remaining, first and 10 at the Blackhawk 14. So another big play to convert that big third down play. And so now, Bridung hands it off to Haven. Straight ahead he goes. No, that's Mack. Breaks the tackle, crosses the five, down to the four. Should be close to a first down. Be darn close to a first down. He's going to be short. That'll run out the clock. And so at the end of the Cyforth Auction first quarter, it is scoreless between Durand, Arkansas and River Valley. It's Durand, Arkansas boys playoff football here on WRDN.
Let's be honest. Garage sales or Craigslist ads are geared towards getting rid of items that are not so important anymore. But when it's something treasured or the selling of a farm or business, you need something more profitable. Cyforth Auction Services of Mondovi specializes in farm equipment sales, estate sales, dairy, and collectible sales. Sellers with online auctions, Cyforth Auction will come to your home to list your items. And buyers, never miss an auction. Download the auction app at seyfor.com. www.cyforthauction.com. Cyforth Auction Services, Mondovi.
Welcome back to River Valley High School as we're getting ready for the second quarter. No score. Panthers have a second down and one at the just inside the Blackhawk 5-yard line. At first quarter, the Blackhawks used up 90% of the quarter, but could missed a field goal. Panthers had a big, big passing play on their very first play of the game for the Panthers. And now they've gotten it down to the four, or just inside the 5-yard line. They got to get just inside the four. So second down and one, we'll call it. Breidung brings the Panthers to the line. Then two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Mac is a wingback on the left of the formation. And a play out whistle and out, and it's going to be a penalty. What do we got? Another false start on the Panthers, so a free fiver again for River Valley. Boy, the last couple of games of the season, that has just been a problem for the Panthers. And so we'll try again now. Makes it second down, and we'll call it about six. Breidung brings the Panthers to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion in Weiss. Hand off to Weiss. Jet sweep to the left. Has a blocker out front. Gets the corner. Oh, what a nice hit, though, to prevent a big, big gain. And I want to say, well, at least with that initial hit was number 55, Blake Brickle. It'll be down to about the 6-yard line. So third down and two coming up. From the... 6-yard line. No score here in early in the second quarter. Winner of this game plays the winner of Grantsburg, Laconia. All right. So Breidung now waiting for the snap. And it's going to be handoff to Haven. Straight ahead he goes. He gets hit right away. Falls forward. He's going to be short. He is short. Nice job by number 11, Jordan Gager. He is short, fourth down, and a good yard. Fourth and a good yard for the Panthers. Oh, boy. Well, they're going for it. They are not going to kick a field goal. They are not even going to attempt it. They are going for it. Fourth and one. So Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers, or single wide receiver, rather, on the right of the formation. Showing blitz. Play action. Thrown. Caught. And that is going to be Weisenbeck. Touchdown. And so touchdown by Tua Weisenbeck to make it 6-0 Panthers. So Panthers now will go for two as leading 6-0 with 11:02 remaining in our second quarter. So Panthers now come to the line. As Breidung now waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver on the right of the formation. Man goes in motion in Weiss. And no play action. Throws over the middle. Caught. Two-point conversion is good to Weisenbeck. Well, uh-oh, now we get a penalty. Yes, yeah, we're going to have excessive celebration, I'm betting. William was kind of a little bit too excited on that two-point conversion. 8-0 Panthers here with 11:02 remaining. Oh, it's going to be against the Blackhawks. Nope, now they switched it again. Okay, I'm about to say, wait a minute, it's against the Panthers. Thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Durand Improvement Group, don't forget, tomorrow is Trunk or Treat in Durand. Also, the Halloween party, noon to 3 at Memorial Park. Trunk or Treat from 3 to 5 with Durand Improvement Group. Ryan's Sports Shop, for all of your fall hunting and fishing needs, visit Ryan's Sports Shop. Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and outdoor activities fun since 2006. And Anubis Silo, featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna, along with small engine repair for that lawn and garden equipment. You know, you better get the snowblower ready to go. It's coming. Visit Anubis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Okay, that was against the Panthers. The penalty was against the Panthers, so we'll now have Panthers kicking back, kicking off at their 25-yard line. And nice high floating kick, taken at the 30 on the run, to the 35, to the 40. And, up to the 41-yard line is where the runner will be stopped. And so that is where the Blackhawks will start, with the Panthers leading 8-0 at their own 41. So, first and 10 for the Blackhawks as Klein brings them up to the line. Has Owen next to him, single wide receiver left and right. Hand off to Owen. Going to his left, has a blocker out front, cuts back up into the inside, then stays on his feet up to the 45. And in on the stop for the Panthers was Jackson Pickler. Ooh, coming up, Isaac Sabelko comes up limping. He is going to go off the field. And coming in to take his spot will be Ian Havens. And so second down and 6 from the 46, we'll call it. Klein now waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right. As handoff to Owen, reverse to Pauly. Pauly straight ahead he goes, crosses midfield up to the 49-yard line. And in on the stop for the Panthers, number 56, Dane Schalls. So third down and 2, we'll call it. They're going to say officially right at midfield. Again, River Valley, guess not afraid to go for it on fourth and short. So any point they have that, they probably are going to go for it. As Klein now waiting for the snap. And he's going to keep it himself. Goes to his right, puts his head down. He'll have enough for the first down. And then a host of Panthers back after that, push them back, led by Jackson Pickler. But it should be, maybe not. It's not. He was short. Well, fourth and 1, they'll go for it. Well, they'll go for it. I mean, they went for fourth and 1 at their own 20-yard line in the first quarter. You know they're going for it here. So an official timeout. I think they needed, medical staff going over to check Isaac Sabelko. All right, so fourth and 1 now for the Blackhawks. As the Panthers leading 8-0. 9 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. And Blackhawks out of the line. Klein waiting for the snap, whistling another timeout. Timeout Blackhawks again. And so the Blackhawks take their second timeout. Gives us a chance to thank some of our high school sports sponsors, including the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Bauer Plumbing and Septic, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or repair for your current home. Call Chris at 672-8224. That's 672-8224. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, a part of Gunderson Whitehall. Also, Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center for all of your car care needs. Riverside Plaza, located at Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Riverside Grill, now offering daily breakfast specials. I had the pancake breakfast sandwich. Two pancakes with sausage in the middle. Oh, boy. That was really wonderful. That's from Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. I could do that, like, every day. Just saying. All right. So, fourth and one. Klein now waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion. Hand off to Plummy. He's going to be dead. Taken down. What a play. What a play by Havens. Blowing it up. The Panthers stop the Blackhawks. And it's a big loss as well. All the way back to the Blackhawk 46-yard line. So a loss of four on the off, but he was right there saying, hi, my name's Ian. I run the ball too, but I'm now going to have to tackle you. All right, so first and 10 for the Panthers. Back to, nope, it's going to be a pitch. This time to Weiss. Jet sweep right. And there's a flag down holding. I think it's going to be against the Panthers. Cooper Yankee's like, no, I had my hands up. Really, I did. And we'll see what it's, I think it's a hold against the Panthers. Says we, holding Panthers, so a free 10 spot for the Blackhawks. All right. So it'll make it first and 20. Yep, they'll move it back to the 44 of the Panthers. So Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Mack is a wing back. And coming in motion is Weiss. And it's going to be handoff to Havens. Havens straight ahead he goes. He breaks the tackle, crosses the 50, crosses the 45. And he's finally brought down at the Blackhawk 43-yard line. So we get the penalty back and then some. And so it'll make it now a second down and 7. So a nice run by Havens. As the clock continues to run, Panthers leading 8-0. Down to 8-10 in the quarter. Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers here on the right of the formation. From the near hash. Breidung waits for the snap. Breidung, quick throw to Weiss to the right. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 40 down to about the 38-yard line. I think he's going to be short of the first down. Yep, he will be. In on the stop was Heiser for the Blackhawks. And so it'll be third down. We'll call it third and 2 from the 38. They have to get down to the 36. So Panthers now to the line. Then two wide receivers here on the near side from the near hash. Breidung waiting for the snap. Hands off to Havens. Straight ahead he goes. Oh, he gets hit. No, he breaks the tackle. Stays on his feet. Wow. He was dead to rights at about the 40-yard line. He's going to be darn close to that first down. It's going to be a left foot, right foot. Yeah, they went left foot, fourth down. They did not go right foot. And we have a player down for the Blackhawks. So we'll wait as they... The Panthers will go back to the sideline here. It gives us a chance to thank some of our high school sports sponsors, including Alex's Pizza. They're open Wednesday or Tuesday through Sunday nights. They also feature the lunch buffet every Wednesday. Alex's Pizza, downtown Durand. Thrivent Financial. Your Thrivent Financial advisors are Tracy Fairweather and Carrie Scott at 114 West Main Street in Durand. Thrivent Financial, a strong and stable partner by your side. Learn more. Visit thrivent.com. Also, the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at goodrichfh.com. SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Please give all of our sponsors a call. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at River Valley High School. Those of you watching our broadcast tonight on NTEC Channel 99 and the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel, that is being brought to you by the Durand, Arkansas School District. They are covering the WIAA rights fees for this video stream. So please thank the school district. Now, the school board felt it's important that everyone back home has the ability to watch the game for free through their YouTube channel. Straight ahead is Bryden. Keeps it, stays on his feet, gets to the outside, to the 25, still on his feet, finally brought down to the 22-yard line. And a nice run by Breidung. And it'll be first down for the Panthers at the 22. On the quarterback sneak by the Panthers. So Panthers now to the line. First and 10 from the Blackhawk 22. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack a wing back on the right from the near hash. And play action. Throw over. Oh, was it intended for Weiss? But I think it got tipped. Weiss was coming right down the middle. And it looks like it was tipped. Second and 10. So second and 10 now for the Panthers, leading 8-0. Clock stopped at 6:23 remaining in our second quarter. So Panthers now to the line. Looks a little bit confusion here. So now Breiding waiting for the snap has Weiss and Havens with him in the backfield. Blah, 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 blah. Who moved? Oh, fingers. Well, he moved, yeah, but they hit me. They jumped off sides, and that's why I moved. No, they moved. That's why I jumped off sides. So now we're going to figure it out here. Off sides, a free fiver for the Panthers. So the Panthers get a free fiver offsides. Blackhawk. Blackhawks offside. Now the coach is like, wait a minute. And so they're going to explain it. Probably a neutral zone or encroachment, whatever you want to call it. That's what they're probably, that's how it was explained, I'm sure. So it'll make it second down and 5. From about the 17, Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left. Play action. Breidung rolls to his left. Now stops. Here comes the rush. Puts it up. Tipped. Oh! Pass intended for number 11, Jackson Pickler, but tipped by Summer Knockreiner. And once the tip drill starts, look out. That those can be intercepted. Third down now coming up. Well, the Panthers converted a big fourth down last drive. See if they have to do that again or if they can convert this third down here. So Panthers come to the line working from the near hash. Breidung in the backfield. He'll have Havens and Weiss with him in the backfield. Two wide receivers now on the left. Play or hand off to Weiss. Weiss gets around the corner. Flags come flying in. That's coming back. It's a touchdown that's coming back. Holding. There's like 1, 2, 3 flags down. Everybody saw that one. So, yeah, that'll be So they'll move it back 10. So it's normally from the spot of the foul. So where did it happen? If it happened at the 20, they move it back to the 30. So it'll be 3rd and 18 now. See, so, nope, they're going to move it officially back to the 27, okay? No, this will make it... So 3rd down, and we'll call it at least 15. From the 27-yard line now. So Panthers now to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right now. Back to passes, Breidung. Good protection. Steps up in the pocket. Going deep. Oh, had Mack open over through him. And 4th down coming up. Well, Panthers will go for it at this point. Call the play of from last week. I wonder if that's a new play now. Okay. Brett, I know it doesn't look good on the statistics, but throw an interception at the 2-yard line. Jackson, you knocked the ball out of the receiver's hands after and caused the fumble. And then either one of us recovers it for the touchdown, or they recover it. We tackle him in the end zone for a safety. Breidung back to pass, rolls to his right now. Looking. He throws high. It's going to be caught. It's a catch, but it's short. I think he's short of the first down. They're calling it a catch, but I still think he's short. No, it's a first down. Wow, from this angle, he looked like he was a yard short. First down, Panthers. I think that was Jackson Weiss with the catch. So what a play. The Panthers convert on 4th down to keep the ball 1st and 10 from the 12. And so now... Breidung waiting for the snap, back to pass. Breidung looks. It's going to be caught. And with the catch is number 11, and that is Kraleski. And a gain of about 4 on the play. And so down to the 8, just inside the 8-yard line. Second down and 6 now for the Panthers. Clock running down to 4:28 remaining in the half. Panthers leading 8-0. Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers left, one to the right. Man goes in motion and Weiss. Throw over the center. It's going to be knocked down, nearly intercepted. Number 71 blowing up that play. And that was Grady Graham. I think pass was intended for Kraleski. And so 3rd down and 6 coming up. Coming up are Ansan Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show. Oh, we had a penalty. All right. There was a penalty against the Panthers. Okay. So must have been dead ball foul. All right. Did not see that. Okay, so we'll keep it 2nd down now and 11 as they move the ball back to about the 14-yard line. And now we have to stop. The officials are like all illegal man downfield and a loss of down. Okay. Okay, so I guess it's 3rd down now. All right, well, Breidung back to pass. Waits, throws. It's caught. Caught by Kraleski. Stays on his feet, falls forward. He's going to be well short of the 1st down at about the 12-yard line. Well, 4th down coming up. They had a big 4th down and 17 that they converted. 4th and 11 from the 12-yard line. Again, our Ansane Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Be talking with the Durant, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson about the school board meeting from earlier this week. So it's coming up during our SFB Security Financial Bank and Ansane Associates halftime show. All right, fourth down and 11 from the Blackhawk 12. Panthers still leading 8-0 here in the second quarter. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung back to pass. Here comes the blitz. Throws to his left. Wide open is Weiss. Or check that. That's Havens. He's got blockers out in front, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Panthers. So the Panthers make it 14-0 with 3:10 remaining in the half. Nice play as Breidung rolled to his right, then threw back to his left to Havens. And, yeah, he was all by himself. He had blockers in front. That's going to be a touchdown. All right, so Panthers will go for two. Panthers do get the ball to start the third quarter, by the way. And so Breidung now waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right. Breidung back to pass. Waits going to the corner. Nice play to break that pass up by number 11. And that is Jordan Gower. And he breaks it up. The two-point conversion's no good. So with 3:10 remaining, 14-0. Panthers. And thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including SFB, Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy, 212 Prospect Street, Durant, Advent Health of Durant. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com for more information. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. End of year tax planning. Yep, time to start working on that. Give Sundstrom a call at 672-4425 to schedule an appointment. You can also visit them online. Again, 672-4425. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service at Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. All right. So the Panthers to kick it away. Leading 14-0, 3:10 remaining in the half. And the kick. And be taken at the 20 on the run. To the 25, to the 30. That's Plumlee. He'll come up across the 40. He's to the 45, to the outside. He could go to the house. He's to the 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Blackhawks. Oh, boy, but I think we got a flag down. We got a flag down. I'm thinking, is that a flag or is that the... Nope, that's the T. Touchdown, River Valley. On the kickoff. Whoa, makes it now 14-6. So Plumlee just came up, got it out to the outside on the far side, and there you go, off to the races. And they will go for the extra point. ADR touchdown on the return. There's the snap, ball down, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. So now suddenly it's 14-7 with 2:57 remaining here in the second quarter. Thank you to NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant. Ansane Associates, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Also, Jerry Barron's Sons, become part of their frequent purchaser program. When you buy 12 bags of either poultry or equine feed, you'll get the 13th bag free from Jerry Barron's Sons. Highway 25, Durand, with not only Nutrisource Diamond and Hubbard Feeds as well. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Also, the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondo Ovi area. Visit chenfit-smithfuneralhome.com to pre-plan your funeral services and find out more. And Bauer Built Tire, Let Bauer Bill take care of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300 for an appointment or visit them online at bauerbilt.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. They're the ones that are making our broadcasts from River Valley tonight possible. Well, let's try all this again. A lot of fireworks here in this first half. And it's going to be taken by Weiss. Weiss falls down. And the Panthers will start deep in their own territory at the 3-yard line. Oh, boy. All right, the last couple of plays have just been like, yeesh. So first and 10 for the Panthers. Well, it'll have it at the 3. .255 remaining, 14-7. Panthers still lead. Panthers do have all of their timeouts. Brydon waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Man goes in motion and Weiss. Hand off to Haven. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 5. Well, gets to the 5 and is brought down right away as in on the stop was Plumlee, and so be a second down, gain of about 2, so second down and 8, we'll call it. Boy, you can't go 3 and out here. Got to get at least a couple of first downs here, 1 to run clock, 2 to switch the field position a little bit. Brydon waiting for the snap now, 2 wide receivers on the right of the formation, hand off to Havens, picks his way through. He'll be up to about the 9-yard line. And so third down coming up. Have to get to the 13, so third and 4. Well, clock down to 1:57. As Panthers now to the line. 2 wide receivers on the right or left of the formation. Brydon waiting for the snap. Brydon. Looking to pass. He does. Jackson Weiss wide open on the far side to the 20. And he'll stay in bounds. Good move by Weiss. Now we get a quick timeout. The clock has stopped for the first down because they have to move the chains. But you can now at least, if you want, run out the clock. But you're at the 20. You still have your timeouts. But at this point, now you're in a much better spot than you were a few plays ago. Brydon waiting for the snap. 2 wide receivers on the right of the formation. Man goes in motion. It's going to be a shovel pass. Weiss trying to get around the right side. Now cuts upfield to the 25, to the 30, to the 35. Puts his head down. Crosses the 40. Still on his feet. The pile is being pushed forward. Jackson Weiss is like, well, fine. I'll push everybody forward. And it's all the way up to the 45-yard line. Well, now we get a timeout, I think, for the Panthers because they're like, yeah, hey, wait a minute. It's first and 10 at the 45, not first and 10 at the 3. Yeah, we will take a timeout. Thank you very much. Thank you to the Cottage from Floral Arrangements to Gifts for Mom. And don't forget all of the different holiday items that are now in at the Cottage downtown Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair. Call the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Markets. Download the Durand Fresh Market app at shopfreshmarkets.com. You'll get extra coupons, weekly specials, and more from your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. O'Galley Cheese Factory, celebrating their 80th anniversary this year, and they're your home for all of your snacking needs. You know, for the upcoming, just before the Packer game, pizza, cheese, beef sticks, and a whole lot more. That's O'Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25 at Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. So, first and 10 now for the Panthers from their 45. Well, they've definitely reversed the field position. Brydon now waiting for the snap. 2 wide receivers on the left of the formation. Back to passes, Brydon. Looking, plenty of time. Going over the middle. It's caught by Kraleski. All the way down to the 27-yard line. Oh, they're going to move it back to the 29. 57 seconds remaining. Why is the clock still running? The clock is supposed to stop to move the chains. Well, it's still going. Okay, first and 10 for the Panthers from the 29. Back to pass. And now we get a whistle and a false start on the Panthers. No, it stops the clock at 41 seconds. So it moves it back now to the 34. Again, Panthers still have two timeouts, so they still have plenty of time. They do get the ball to start the third quarter. So Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Weiss goes in motion. Back to passes. Breidung rolls to his left. Steps up. Throws. High. Pass intended for Mack through his hands. Second down and 15. 20 seconds remaining. And so second and 15 from the near hash. Panthers to the line from the Blackhawk 34. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Good snap. Back to passes. Breidung rolls to his left. Looking. Going deep. Going for the end zone. Tipped up and incomplete. Weiss was wide open in the far corner. I don't think Breidung saw him. Third down coming up, 13 seconds remaining. So Panthers will get one more whack at it here. Panthers jumped out to the 14-0 lead, but then the 80-yard touchdown return by River Valley and make it 14-7. 13 seconds remaining in the half. Two wide receivers here on the near side from the 34. Breidung waiting for the snap. Here comes the blitz. Breidung stepping back. Oh, he's going to hang on to it. Down he goes. Five. Oh, that'll end the half. But now we get a timeout. Why would the Panthers call timeout? Why wouldn't you just let the clock run out? Well, there's 1 second left. Okay. 4 seconds left on the clock. They'll have it. So it'll be 4 seconds remaining. Fourth down. Panthers, I guess the reason is they want the play because they're going to try and heave one up. No, you're right. Or they're not going to punt it at this point. It'd be crazy. Yeah, they're going for it. Two wide receivers left and right now. I mean, 4 seconds, the half will be over. Even if they don't get it, it doesn't matter. Here we go. Back to passes, Breidung. Here comes the blitz. And he's going to get, nope, no one was open. He gets sacked again to end the half. So we are at halftime. 14-7 Panthers lead. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football here on WRDN Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Our halftime show is coming up.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and Ansay & Associates Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand. River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by Ansay & Associates, your local auto owner's insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Ansay & Associates and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show, being brought to you by Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand, your auto owner's agent and Security Financial Bank. Halftime of tonight's Durand, Arkansas River Valley boys playoff football game. And joining us right now is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. Had a chance to talk with Mr. Nelson after the school board meeting from earlier this week. And, of course, earlier this week we talked a little bit about the budget. That you can hear on our podcast, but now we're going to just talk a little bit about the school board meeting. Well, I guess before we even get into the meeting, it is always fun for playoff football and even the volleyball teams in playoffs and cross country. It's tournament time for sports.
Yeah, it's always a neat atmosphere and the energy that it brings to school and the community. And, you know, certainly with the girls volleyball, you know, starting the playoffs well with a good win against Prescott. And then playing Unity and our boys in level one here, and then hosting the sectional cross country meet tomorrow right here in Durand. Yeah, just a real fun time in the fall here to be part of the sports scene.
So let's talk a little bit about the school board meeting. I didn't know this, but we have an agreement with Mondovi for a media specialist for the library. Tell us about that.
Correct. So we share some services with them for a library media specialist. Not that this will surprise many, but library media specialists are not easy to find. We've got a couple exceptional ones here in our district. So we do enter into an agreement with Mondovi, which they use some of the services of the folks that we have, our licensed librarians, because